many Valley residents struggle to access drinking water. Some don't have enough, while others face contamination. Now, a new law allows the state to step in and help those in need. FM 89's Carrie Klein takes us to the first community to benefit from this new law, a small settlement whose arsenic contamination pitted the community against a nearby city.
It's a sunny afternoon in Tulare County, and Reynelda Palma calls her chihuahuas into her yard. Palma and her neighbor Javier Medina are taking me on a tour of their neighborhood. They live in a small community called Matheny Tract, right on the outskirts of the city of Tulare. Without sidewalks, we walk in the road, with lots of potholes and hardly any streetlights. They don't get a lot of services here. But we do see a bright yellow fire hydrant. It's so shiny and smooth, it looks like it's never been used. I ask Palma and Medina, these neighborhood hydrants don't work, do they? That's because they're waiting to be hooked up to water. The hydrants are a little over a year old. So are the water mains underneath the roads. But within the next 2 months, they'll be flowing with water from the city of Tulare next door. It's a triumph for the community, but it hasn't been easy. Palma and Medina have been fighting for access to Tulare's drinking water for over 7 years. A new state law just ended their legal stalemate, and that law could help other disadvantaged communities as well. Matheny Tract is a tiny cluster of about 350 homes. Almost a third of its 1,200 residents live below the federal poverty line. Most are Latino, like Reynelda Palma. She, her husband, and their three dogs have lived here for 13 years.
Really, I'm a homemaker. I'm retired, and my husband's the only one that works sometimes because of the drought. He also is laid off a lot.
They drank their tap water until Palma started having skin problems a few years ago. A doctor told her she had been exposed to arsenic, a contaminant that had been found in Matheny's two community wells. That's when she switched to bottled water and began advocating for Matheny.
For me, it was very dramatic when the doctor told me that I had high arsenic contamination in my body. And I thought, if this is happening to me, then this must be happening to everyone, including the children.
As we walk through Matheny Tract, we pass one- and two-story homes, palm trees, and bursts of aloe vera. Matheny could be any small Central Valley town, only it's not. It's unincorporated, which means it's not a town. It has no city government, and it has to get all its services from Tulare County. But according to Ashley Werner, an attorney with the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability, in the case of Matheny, the county said it wouldn't provide water.
Effectively, in local government, often there is no elected representatives claiming to have any responsibility to ensure that people have access to clean water.
Matheny could have easily fallen through the cracks, but early on, it didn't look like it was going to. They had found a solution. Pipe in clean water from the city of Tulare, which borders Matheny. It's so close, Palma can point to it from her backyard. So, in 2009, Matheny and Tulare signed a contract to connect their water systems. Roads were dug up, water mains installed, and hydrants put in place. But in 2014, the city sued. Officials wanted to reevaluate the contract. Martin Kazanowicz is the city attorney for Tulare.
We did not have capacity to serve 300 homes at a turn of the switch. We spend over $500,000 in short-term fixes to our infrastructure in order to be able to get the capacity back. And we had jurisdictional issues, which were a barrier.
Construction in Matheny halted. At the same time, the city continued supplying drinking water to new developments. Kazanowicz says getting water to Matheny was always a priority. But Werner says the city's actions said something different. Residents felt discriminated against.
It was a lack of responsibility on the part of elected officials to the residents of Matheny Tract, and a sense by everybody involved that they had no duty and no commitment to this community.
Matheny countersued. It remained without water until March, when the state intervened under a new law. SB 88 says a state can order a city to share its water with communities that need it. Matheny Tract is the law's first success. Werner says maybe now the law can help the many other communities facing water problems in the valley.
What this case shows is that SB 88 is possible and it's feasible, and that, you know, there really are solutions for communities that lack access to clean drinking water, especially in the case where they're right next door to a city that has clean drinking water.
Getting clean water is a huge relief for Palma's neighbor, Javier Medina. He's a dairy worker, and he supports a family of six. Right now, he says they need 6 5-gallon jugs and dozens of tiny water bottles each week. He's glad that the state stepped in, but he wishes it hadn't been necessary.
We live in the best country in the world, and everyone should be looking out for everyone's well-being, and everyone should try to find a way to help their neighbor.
After a few more finishing touches, like meters, Matheny's water system should be done by June 1st. Then, Matheny residents will be paying water customers, just like their neighbors in Tulare. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.